Pat Callahan.
And I'm Joe Torti, and today on a Trubisky or Foleski edition of This Week in Pro Football.
All right, that was a bit much. Still, the Birds' best chance Sunday could come from the big edge they had with their backup quarterback.
Eagles players are talking underdog, but they sure sound confident to me. Perhaps too confident?
Four pretty good games on the docket, Joey. We'll preview them all and sort out the coaching rubble, too.
Sal Powell on how Doug did it, some year-end awards, and I am a pick magnet right now on This Week in Pro Football.
This Week in Pro Football.
Don't make me sock you.
This Week in Pro Football.
Leave it up. We ain't on three. One, two, three.
The hardest-hitting football show in Philadelphia.
Expert guests.
Featuring weekly correspondent Sal Palantonio, taking you inside the Eagles and the entire NFL.
31.
From this far, you play with trust, you play with confidence, and you play physical.
It's This Week in Pro Football.
Are you ready for some football?
And now, Pat Callahan.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a wild card edition of This Week in Pro Football on 97.5 The Fanatic. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios and talking about the National Football League. And good morning to the pick magnet, Joey Torti. How are you, pal?
I'm doing well. I'm going to petition for my name to be changed from the pick magnet to the pick magnate because of how things have gone, you know, over the course of the season.
51 games in 3 weeks. You went 31-18 with two pushes. 31-18. And at one point, you were below 500.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, to come up to 63% or so is some kind of miracle. It really is.
It really is. And to think that you probably made $0.
Absolutely. Yeah. You think I'm crazy? I was under 500 for the season. I'm not betting that money.
You just kept waiting for that other shoe to drop. Meanwhile, you kept picking winners.
It's amazing how that happens.
It is. But it's a glorious weekend here. This is the two weekends in a row with Saturday, Sunday doubleheaders from the NFL. And Joey, we got a much better lineup, I think, for this week and probably for next week than we got last year. Some really good teams made it to the dance.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially wild card weekend is typically built up to be this big thing, and sometimes it's a dud. I just don't anticipate it being a dud. I have said, especially in the NFC, and with all due respect to your Rams, the dangerous teams are playing this weekend, I think, in terms of the teams that can make runs.
It's funny. Nobody gives the Rams any respect at all. Everybody thinks, I think, Joey, or the majority is, if Chicago does prevail against Philadelphia tomorrow, then it's a Chicago-New Orleans NFC title game. Mm. I mean, I don't think anybody thinks the Rams are going to beat the Bears. Now, the Eagles can't play the Rams until the title game.
Correct.
If the Eagles win tomorrow, they go right to New Orleans, where they were just eked out by the Saints 48-7.
Squeaker. Yeah.
Yes. And boy, though, a lot. I'm hearing just a lot, hearing and reading a lot of confident talk amongst Eagle faithful. And quite frankly, if you parse it a little bit, there's a lot of confidence. I think you mentioned it in the 9 o'clock hour, a lot of confidence in that Eagle locker room. So I'm asking you, is there maybe a little too much confidence in that Eagle locker room?
Well, it's an interesting point to bring up, Pat, because last year, right, the swagger was almost earned. It's like, well, yeah, Carson Wentz is down, but we're still the best team in the NFL. We've been the best team for quite some time, so we're going to just come in and smack whoever we're playing. Now the argument is, well, we're underdogs again. We're playing football at the right time. It's flimsier than it was last year, but I think the playoff experience counts for something. The Super Bowl experience counts.
There you go. It's a dichotomy. It's really pick your, you know, your the fork in the road, as I see it, is this. And by the way, we're at 610-632-0975. And social media is?
Of course, at TWIPF Pat and at Joe Torti. And if you miss a second of this high-quality program, it will be podcasted immediately after the show.
All right.
So you can catch up.
Here's the fork in the road, as I see it. You just mentioned it, and I think it's true. I'll give you what I think is a really good analogy. Last season, the Rams come out of nowhere, right? And they have a hell of a season. Mm-hmm. They get the 3 seed. They don't get the bye, but they get a 3 seed, a home playoff game. And who do they play? The defending NFC champion, Atlanta Falcons, come to town. Mm-hmm. A team with, obviously, the crucible experience, although losing, unlike Philadelphia, but still, the playoff experience that they had on the road against a team that just wasn't ready to play.
Sure.
So that is clearly an analogy, could be an analogy for tomorrow, right?
It could be, yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
And you look at it, with Atlanta, they were a team that floundered in the playoffs. It sounds ridiculous, but until they finally won. And then once you win in the playoffs, yeah, it's different than just being there, yeah, over and over.
Now, the other fork in the road, Joe, is last year, you're a number one seed and you skip the 1 week and you play home games the next 2 weeks. This year, you're number six seed. You've got to win conceivably. You're going to have to win possibly in Chicago, New Orleans, and either Los Angeles or Seattle. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a rough road to go again. So, and I don't know. Which way do you look at it? Which pair of glasses do you put on?
Well, I've gone back and forth on this, Pat, about it. Buys, generally speaking, I'm not going to make any bones about it. Buys are generally speaking good. But I think that if a team like Chicago, a team like Philadelphia, a team that's been fighting for their playoff lives the entire time, has the chance to sit and cool down, I think that sometimes that's bad. If you don't, you want to keep playing over and over and over again if you're one of the hotter teams. For a team like New Orleans, for example, or like the Rams, who, I mean, I think the Rams are actually on the upswing, and the bye might actually have hurt the Rams, but the Saints, they might have welcomed the bye, like, thank goodness we get to sit down for a week and think about how we got here, because holy cow. So I'm looking at the roads, and it is a little bit different for, say, a team like New Orleans versus the Eagles.
So many things, though, Joe, to consider. The Saints took the week off last week, and they looked terrible, and they got dropped by a Carolina team that had no more to play than they did.
Right.
You compare that to what the Bears did. The Bears, to their everlasting credit, they played an entire football game, and they just beat the hell out of the Vikings. You know, and I give the Bears a ton of credit for doing that. That exactly what I didn't think was going to happen happened. Rams got way up on San Francisco, and that was it. And at that point, clearly, the Bears coach, Matt Nagy, could have pulled his starters, and that would have been the end of it. But he didn't do it. And so... So I don't know. It's another question. How many times have we seen this where a top seed takes a week off before the bye, then has the bye off, and then can't start the car back up again right away in the divisional round?
Well, and that's why I didn't think that, you know, the Rams, certainly they had something to play for. I didn't see them thinking about taking the foot off the pedal until there was no chance they could possibly lose the game.
Right.
They're not going to build up a first half lead and then pull and have the 49ers with the chance to come back. So there was a lot to consider for the Bears as well. You're right about that.
I don't know. And talking about Eagle fans, and I'd like to hear from some Eagle fans, 610-632-0975. I just get the sense that, we're going to beat the Bears. Oh, yeah. You know, we're going to beat them. Now, and they very well might. I'm surprised that line is that big. It's by far the biggest line of the weekend. Why are the Bears such a, I don't want to say prohibitive, but they're nearly a touchdown favorite.
They're just good. I mean, you heard me say it.
Right.
I think that's a Super Bowl
You're
team.
Right.
Like, they're just a good team.
But I guess what I'm saying is Vegas seeing something maybe that a lot of us aren't seeing? I mean, I would have thought if that line had come out four, right?
Right. Which
three
I expected.
And a half.
Yeah.
Would you have been terribly surprised?
Four is what I expected.
Yeah.
And
but,
it's six.
But the Bears, you know, 12-4, a very tough team. The first team since 2006, they record 50 sacks and 25 interceptions in the same season. This is a tough, tough defense. This isn't the Washington Redskins you're going up against now. You know, this isn't the Houston Texans even. This is a grade A defense that the Eagles are going up against.
Yeah, it's a really, really good team. And you look at what the Eagles need to do in order to keep things close is what people are saying. But then there are people saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, this game's going to be in the late 20s and the 30s anyway, because every time that we say it's going to be a defensive battle, it always ends up being a shootout.
That is certainly true. What's the... let me get my
41,
steady,
I think.
Steady New York Post here. 41.5. You're way off, Joe. It's
41.5.
That's something. 41.5. The Chargers Ravens is 42. Seahawks Cowboys is 43. So everybody's all these games really line up beautifully, and I God forbid, I hope we don't get stuck with some losers. You know.
Yeah, exactly. That's never going to happen. Let's go to Jimmy and Mount Holly to lead things off on This Week in Pro Football. Good morning, Jimmy.
Yeah, the late Steve Sable said that Harry Callis was the voice of the people. That's because Tyler Zuli was only 9 years old at the time when he made that statement. He certainly wouldn't have said Harry Callis if they were contemporaries. Now, I say today that the Tyler Zuli's knowledge of all sports eclipses the Pope Mike Francesa.
Oof.
That is a current statement.
I'm back after this.
Whoa, we'll be back after this. That's right.
Fellas, I was listening to the monologue, always entertaining and informative. The Eagles aren't overconfident. They're quietly confident. I mean, Tim McManus was a guest, I think it was on the mid-morning show the other day, and described it as such. Now, I mean, the fan base could be lunatics. I mean, you know, I'm hearing 38 to 10s. I'm hearing 31 to 3s. I mean, I'm giving you 17 to 13 birds, and that's just how I think that's going to shake out. Now, Joe, I have a question for you real quick.
Sure.
Do you have the same level of high regard for Pat Callahan that I do? I'm assuming you do.
Well, I mean, he's okay, I guess.
He's okay. That's
well,
right.
Well, Joe, being that you have this sizable lead, I mean, would you entertain the thought of picking all of the games in postseason? And that way Pat gets a fighting chance of catching you. Because if you just keep it to three games, I mean, you're so good and you're so way ahead, he'll never catch you. I mean, so
Jimmy, good thought. I'll say this, without providing too much of a spoiler, Pat and I already had this conversation before the show started, and a decision has been made regarding the number of games that I will be picking.
Yeah, Joey Bags going, I tell you, the guy keeps his foot on the gas. I'll say that for him. You got a 4.5 game lead, so your magic number. We have 10 games left to pick. Your magic number is like 5, so we're 6, I guess, so you'll blow it. I'm confident.
I will
fully
blow
confident
it.
In your ability to blow this.
Absolutely. Me all too. Right. Let's go to Trey next in Sicklerville. What's going on, Trey? How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Trey.
Oh, yeah, I was calling because, you know, with the opening monologue, like, you know, you always do a good show, but I couldn't disagree more because how can you say that the Eagles' experience is going to prevail them when last year they beat the Falcons, who were a total experienced team coming off a Super Bowl experience? They had no experience. They beat New England in the Super Bowl, who always has the most experience. So I think you're kind of overrating the whole experience factor, like way overboard.
That's a fair argument, Trey. I can't dispute anything, any of the facts you just laid out. I guess with a little tunnel vision, I just zeroed in specifically on that Falcon-Ram game because I think it's very similar to the Eagle-Bear game tomorrow. That's all.
But at the same time, that same Falcons team came into the Eagles with no experience and lost. So it's a football game at the end of the day.
Right.
Well, yeah. So are you saying that the flip side then, Trey, is that experience plays no role? Is that the case?
I don't think it plays a whole lot. At the end of the day, they're grown men playing football, man. They know what's at stake.
Well, Trey, I have to disagree there. Thanks for the phone call, man, because I don't think that Pat or I are saying that experience is determinative, where right. It's like it's going to decide who wins the game. But why do players sign veterans then? Yeah, why do teams sign veterans?
I think it is a factor. I mean, it may not be, like you're saying, it may not be the factor. But, I mean, obviously, I watched that game last year as a big Ram fan. You could just see that the deer was in the headlights. Right. And as soon as the Falcons jumped out early on them, the whole place was in a near panic, and they could not get their breath. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think the same thing could happen to the Bears tomorrow. Offensively, I think, Joe, this is the best offense the Eagles really, I guess, could have gone up against. Remember, the Eagles are dead last in the NFL in pass defense.
Whoops.
Dead last. So, I think you probably picked a pretty good opponent here, the Bears, right? Mitchell Trubisky, I mean, this is his first time in this kind of a spotlight. So, I think that the lack of experience, maybe we didn't phrase it right, the lack of experience could have a lot to do when you have Mitchell Trubisky going up against a guy who just came off being Super Bowl MVP.
And I'm trying to think of the other guys on the Bears, like the guys who came in, they have a completely rebuilt receiving core. I don't think Allen Robinson has vast playoff experience. I'm trying to think of the other guys. Khalil Mack certainly doesn't have a boatload of playoff experience. It's hard to think about the guy, and I think it does play a role. I think that you want to have people in the locker room who have been there before.
Trubisky, Cohen, Jordan Howard, Eddie Jackson, Roquan Smith are making their playoff debut. Khalil Mack has never won a postseason game. So, I mean, your key guys in Chicago have never jogged off the field with a playoff win. And I think if the Eagles get a 7-0, 10-0 on them, you know. Now, the Bears don't make a habit of turning the ball over. They don't.
No.
So that's not a good thing. And the Eagles have not made a habit all year of getting a turnover. Only, you know what I mean?
Very recently.
Exactly. December. Only for 17 turnovers. You're right. But the trend, they're trending in the right direction. But an early turnover a 7-0 lead, and you could. This is where the experience thing, I think, talking to Trey again, would kick in, especially when you're on the road, because the home team's going to get antsy, the fans are going to get antsy, and nervous energy takes over, and that's when bad things really start to
happen. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. 610-632-0975. You can also catch up with the show on Twitter, at TWIPF Pat and at Joe Torti. Tyler Zuli is no longer with his AOL screen name Twitter handle. It is now at Tyler Zuli, like an adult, so I appreciate that. Hustle from Tyler Zuli.
That's our influence on.
We've matured
this guy like a side of, you know, like aged beef.
Yeah, we have. Yes,
that's
indeed.
It. So that's a confidence factor. I'd still like to hear from people talk about that. Are the Eagles possibly overconfident, and how much does experience mean? And is that the path in which the Eagles maybe could win this game tomorrow? This is one tough place to play, you know, it's Soldier Field. But I think the early part of the game could be a big determining factor, Joey.
Well, and I know that you've talked about, you know, night football and things like that in terms of Soldier Field and how miserable the Chicago fans would be, you know, at -3 degrees or whatever. Think about how miserable it is if you're an opposing team to go in there. How little do you want to be there?
That's right.
You know?
But 40 degrees,
should be
light,
okay.
Light winds should be okay. Just a quick word before we delve into all these games and get back to the phones. Let's just look back quickly. Week 17. Oh, those Minnesota Vikings. Joey T, how do you explain it? How do you explain the $84 million man and the frantic sideline argument that took place during the game with him and his two receivers? Cousins looking like a wild man, pantomiming how he wants to route run. Meanwhile, Adam Thielen's just looking at him saying, throw the ball, throw the ball. That's what he's saying to him.
Right.
And you can just see that just all around the ground for Minnesota. And then the other thing I'd like you to comment on is the total soap opera that took place in Pittsburgh throughout the second half of the season.
So we'll take those in order, right? It's ridiculous to me that one of the best route runners in the NFL is learning anything from Kirk Cousins about how a route should be run in the NFL. Like, I found that to be just full-on
certainly
baffling.
Seemed emphatic about it, Joe.
It's like, goes this way. And you can see Thielen's eyes like, is this guy serious?
I thought he was going to separate his shoulder like the third or fourth time he did it. That was really something.
Here's the thing. I thought Tyler was not far off in his preseason prediction that Minnesota would be quite good this year. That was, with your season on the line, a gutless performance.
It really was.
It was a full-on gutless performance.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I thought Minnesota would be a very tough out this year, and man, they just never got it right. Never got it right. Never got the run game going, and clearly Cousins did not grab the mantle. Now, as to what happened in Western Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Your thoughts on the entire, not just the Le'Veon Bell sweepstakes and soap opera, how about the Antonio Brown meltdown?
Well, I was confused, right? Because at first, you know, I followed the Steelers pretty closely, so I watched them, and I saw Antonio Brown popped up on the injury report with his knee injury. I said,
right.
When in the world did that happen?
Right.
He looked pretty good against New Orleans, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, you see all this play out. And the question now has become, well, there have been a couple of angles to it. First is, does Mike Tomlin have control of the team when you're looking at Ben Roethlisberger's outbursts and the things that he said about teammates, Le'Veon Bell and his whole saga, and now, of course, Antonio Brown. The core members of the team, you talked about how the core members of the Bears don't have any playoff experience. The core members of the team are the ones that are constantly in the headlines for this drama stuff. You're not hearing the long snapper and the punter talking about this.
It's really something, and it's clearly wrong. There's something metastasizing in the Steeler locker room, and Mike Tomlin clearly has not been able to put it out. He's a player coach. I think he lets them police themselves. Well, here you go. Here's how that's worked out. And clearly, Roethlisberger is not, in my opinion now, just my opinion, he is not a favorite of most of the guys in that locker room. I just think he's a bad guy.
You see how close, like, Derek Carr is, generally speaking, not liked in the Raiders, and you see how that team fell apart. It could not be that far away from Pittsburgh.
I just think Ben is just not liked at all in that locker room for the most part. And I think Brown, and then, of course, Juju Smith-Schuster was named MVP. For some reason, the Steelers picked their MVP prior to Week 17, and Brown has too much of an ego. He didn't like it. He started pouting about it. Roethlisberger hollered at him in a practice. He ran the wrong route, throws a ball at him, see it down the road. He skips the game. It's amazing.
And then his agent, so he goes AWOL for 2 days, and then Drew Rosenhaus on Saturday night calls up Mike Tomlin. Yeah. By the way, AB's ready to go. Oh, and Tomlin's like, what do you mean he's ready to go?
Oh, my God.
That's not how this works.
That is something else. So the Steelers, it's fitting, really, that they didn't make it. The whole season was just star-crossed from the start with Bell, and it's almost apropos that they are on the sidelines.
This era is going to be, I think, one of the best teams in NFL history, the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the most talented teams in NFL history that's never going to win anything.
Correct.
It's amazing.
You're right.
Let's go to Jack in South Philly. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. Just to touch on something, Carr said this, you know, I think last Carr, two Carrs, about the playoff experience. The contrarians are calling and say that we went in last year and beat the Falcons with no experience. Almost everybody on our team had playoff experience, from Nick Foles to Malcolm Jenkins to LeGarrette Blount. I mean, you go on and on and on. And they're Super Bowl winners. So we definitely had Super Bowl experience, maybe not as a team, but as individual players. So I do think it factors in greatness.
Yeah, well, Jack, we're not trying to say that it decides everything. Yeah. But, I mean,
no,
certainly
I think it's a slight advantage.
Right.
Especially with Mitchell Trubisky. And then if you really think about both teams, they're kind of each strength. It's like their defensive line is their strength, and our offensive line has been our strength at least over the past 3 weeks. So that kind of nullifies it. Our defensive line is just almost as good as theirs. Secondary, theirs is probably better, but Nick Foles lit them up last time they played. So I don't know. I think we have a slight advantage. I'm not overly confident, but I'm not that worried either. I think it's going to be like a 24-17 score. You know, in the middle of the fourth quarter, we take the lead and go home with it.
That's pretty decisive, Jack. Thanks for the phone.
Well, I mean, you're saying it's going to be a one-score game. Yeah, but I can see it. Well, 24-17, that's right in there. What did you just say? The number was 41.5, so you can't get any closer than that.
That's it.
You know, and I don't know, 6 points. I wanted to ask Jimmy that question is, you know, what does Vegas know? It just struck me there's like 2 points, 2.5 points too much in that margin. But again, like you said, 12-4. This is no gimme. You know, the Eagles got in at 9-7. They only did that because they ran the table the last 3 weeks. But there's so many intangibles, Joe. We talked about experience versus not experience. But the defense, the Bears defense versus the Eagles not forcing turnovers. You know, but now the Eagles are coming in hot. But the Eagles are coming hot, but they're not catching a team that fell asleep. This team played a full game last week, so the Eagles are going to get that advantage.
And they made it through without any kind of significant injury, which was the risk of playing everybody the entire time. So you're getting the Bears at full strength. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. It's funny. This game could also come down to a Tariq Cohen versus Darren Sproles. You know, you have almost identical players in that regard, those guys. And they're equally dangerous. They also play on special teams. If one of them makes a significant play in a game that could be this close, that could also be a deciding factor.
And you'll recognize the Bears. If you haven't been watching the Bears all season, you'll recognize it because it looks exactly like the Eagles offense from last year. They run the same stuff. They run the same concept. It's a mirror match. If the Eagles from last year played the Bears from this year, it'd be a tremendous game between two teams that look exactly alike.
Well, that's maybe what's exactly happening, Joe, because you got the same quarterback back for Philadelphia that you had last year. The amazing saga of Nicky Six. It's really something else. All right, I'm going to roll this out. All right, Bags. Now, this trivia question sponsored by the good folks at Kennedy Ford. Not for the squeamish, Joe, so you might want to turn your head here so you don't see what's about to happen, because I don't think there's any chance you could answer this question. All right, Tyler, I think you got a fighting chance.
Wow.
All right, because of all the coach bloodletting and all that happened this week, I figured I'd ask something about coaches. For a fabulous This Week in Pro Football hat, not available in stores, among the top 10 winningest coaches of all time, Joe.
Okay.
Top 10 winningest coaches of all time. 3 have losing postseason records.
Oof.
All right?
Okay.
Just name me the 3 coaches among the top 10 all time in wins who have losing postseason records. 610-632-0975.
He's Pat Callahan. I'm Joe Torti. We'll be right back for more This Week in Pro Football.
97.5, The Fanatic. Join the Fanatics, Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Friday, February 1st for Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philly. Then Uber or or lift over to Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse for the official Super Bowl after party. Yes! Trey Thomas keeps the party going with drinks, food, and the most beautiful women celebrating Super Bowl weekend. Take the day off and join 97.5 The Fanatic at Super Bowl at the Met. Then keep the fun going at the official after party at Delilah's with 97.5 The Fanatic.
Shopping for a new Ford will be a five-star car shopping experience. If you put a John Kennedy Ford dealership on your list to visit, there are five John Kennedy Ford locations, so you're probably close to one right now. Woo-hoo! Start your search at KennedyAuto.com. View thousands of new Fords, from the all-new EcoSport SUV to work-ready F-Series trucks. Get a bottom-line price sent directly to your inbox. Start now at KennedyAuto.com. John Kennedy Ford. Enjoy your ride.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary four-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a three-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts, available for sale and select models for rent. For construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company in Conshohocken, PA, or Sycamore, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
In celebration of our hometown heroes and Park's 20th birthday, they're giving new customers Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account holders $20 a month for 20 months to experience a return to better banking. Some restrictions apply. Visit the anniversary site at parkbank20.com. That's Park with an E. Or call toll-free at 866-727-5325 for more details. Offer available to new Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account customers only. Excludes business accounts. Member FDIC.
Evolution Energy Partners has helped hundreds of businesses save millions of dollars on their energy spend. They offer electricity and gas procurement strategies, efficiency audits and engineering, and financing solutions, as well as online utility bill management. To learn how your business can save, visit www.evolutionep.com or contact Chuck Hershella at 610-329-8288. Evolution Energy Partners, energy solutions to improve your bottom line.
Ring in the new year with big savings at JCPenney. This weekend only, get up to 60% off select denim and tops for her, coats for the family, home items, and more. Hurry in and stock up on your favorites. And don't miss your chance to take an additional 50% off select clearance prices, already reduced up to 80% off. A sale like this won't last long, so don't wait. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 1-2 through 1-6. Clearance offer valid 1-2 through 1-13. In-store only. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Store More, Save More event is going on now at the Home Depot, and it's the perfect time to get a handle on clutter. Even better, get an HDX 27-gallon storage tote, a special buy at just $8.98 each. They're tough, they're stackable, and each one can hold 75 pounds. That's some heavy-duty storage without the heavy-duty price. The Store More, Save More event is going on now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugel's, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
The Armin family of dealerships would like to start the new year by saying thank you to my Armin Cadillac and Armin Chevrolet employees in providing outstanding service to our customers throughout the years. Your effort is what truly makes the Armin difference. Thank you to our loyal new and Cadillac certified pre-owned customers. Our Cadillac team has been serving and exceeding our customers' automotive needs for over 35 years. Thank you to our Armin Chevrolet new and certified pre-owned customers. customers. Our Chevrolet sales team is beginning our 19th year of serving customers across the Delaware Valley. Armin Chevrolet truly values your business. Thank you to the many long-term Armin Cadillac and Armin Chevrolet service customers. My team looks forward to providing you world-class customer service again this year. Experience the Armin difference. The Armin family wishes you and your family happy and a healthy new year.
So let me get this straight, Jackie. You, a truck driver, has to track your own mileage? Of course, you don't have enough to think about. You're only driving 40 tons of precious cargo 3,000 miles by yourself. Please! Let's also keep doodles of our mileage.
QuickBooks automatically tracks every mile, saving up to $4,600 in tax time.
You know where your energy should be focused? That ding-dong who can't drive.
QuickBooks, backing you. Average tax savings based on QuickBooks Self-Employed Tax Year 2017. Customers that had business expenses and no taxes.
Sports Talk, Paoli, and all of Chester County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Meanwhile, here's Gramatica. Romo holds. 19-yard field goal attempt.
All right, Callahan and Torty back here with Al Michaels on This Week in Pro Football. That was a great call by Al Michaels.
It really was.
He was still one of the best NFL announcers, even though Tyler pointed out in the 9 o'clock hour, Al, I don't think he really gives a damn anymore. Back then, he really cared about what was going on. I think now it just the whole thing bemuses him that they're paying him $8 million a year or whatever they're paying him to do that. But that's the last time Dallas and Seattle met in the playoffs. Tony Romo will never forget that.
No. The play was so remarkable on so many levels. First of all, that he dropped the ball, which everybody points to. Second, that he had the presence of mind to get up and try to go for it. And he almost made it.
If he had stretched the ball like they do now, he's going to get that first down.
Well, can't fumble through the end zone.
I know it. I know that. But it wasn't anywhere near the pylon, so don't worry about it. But it's funny. I don't even know if they measured it. I don't even know if they did then. Boy, what a stunner, man.
It reminds you of the end of the Titans-Rams game where the Titans guy stretched out. Didn't happen.
610-632-0975. Before we get back to the phone bags, the NFL averages 5 new playoff teams a year, historically, in the period of the 12-team setup. 7 new teams this year in the NFL. Let me read you the roster of those who didn't make it from last year. And tell me if you mourn any of them. Minnesota.
No.
Carolina.
No.
Atlanta didn't make it again.
Mm-mm.
How about your Jacksonville Jaguars?
I feel for that squad.
Yes.
I do.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, we were just talking about them. Amazing. Amazing how they managed to blow that up. And then the two that really everybody misses, Tennessee and Buffalo.
Oh, not in Buffalo.
I know.
Oh, man.
Man, what's a playoff run without the Buffalo Bills?
All I want to do is I want to see Buffalo play Baltimore and have a total thrown passes number of 12.
First off,
all I want.
The game would last about an hour and 15 minutes.
You'd be in and out. It'd be easy. Got the quarterbacks running all over the place.
That Eagle-Redskins game last week was only 2.5 hours it took to play because Fultz refused to throw an incompletion. I mean, it was amazing.
25 in a row.
The clock just kept running and running and running. And it was really a fascinating thing.
I know that we're going to get to this a little bit later. I know that it's been a preoccupation for you, too, this NFL referee debacle that's happened this year.
Right.
I've got some stuff. I've got some theories and some guesses as to what might happen. Let's go to Matt and Audubon next on The Fanatic. What's up, Matt?
What's up, guys?
Hi, Matty.
Well, it seems to me there's a lot of positivity about this game, but I'm thinking back to the last 3 weeks. Nick Foles plays well, gets blasted by Aaron Donald. Nick Foles against Houston gets blasted. I think it was Clowney.
Yep.
And then gets a hit that didn't even look like it was a big deal and leaves the game last week, doesn't return. And we're talking as if he's going to come in and play the whole game and everything's going to be great and last year is going to be repeated. And I just don't understand why there's not more concern about a rib injury on, I believe, it's his left side. But still, he's throwing the football and he's the quarterback. I just don't understand why there's not any concern.
Well, and I've said from the beginning that I think that teams lie. Like they said that everything's fine with his ribs. If you have bruised ribs. They're super painful, but you're probably, if you're going to be in there, you're all shot up with something. You're not going to come out of the game 3 weeks in a row. You know what I mean? And he kind of has. So I think that there might be something a little bigger, but they're not going to put their playoff hopes in the hands of Nate Sudfeld. They're just not going to do
well,
it.
Well, you don't have a choice once he leaves the game against the Bears if that happens.
Right.
If he leaves. Yep, well, you're right about that.
Well, Matt. Let me ask you, Matt.
That's my concern.
Well, and maybe that's got something to do with the 6-point number. I mean, I don't know.
Could be.
Maybe false.
Because it's one, I mean, do you guys remember the hit? I don't really remember. It was almost like he fell. He looked to see if he completed the pass. And then all of a sudden he left the game, but I don't remember the hit being huge last week.
I agree with you, Matt. It didn't look like a terribly egregious hit, and yet here we are. But Matt's right in that there has not been any discussion in the last 4 to 5 days.
And that freaks me out. you know what I'm saying? Have a great day, guys.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Let me clarify one thing on this trivia question before we get back to Jim. It's by winningest, I mean most wins, not winning percentage. Among the top 10 coaches with the most wins, all right?
Okay, so either way, Hugh Jackson might barely miss
Jackson
this list.
Hugh Jackson doesn't make it. Hugh
Regardless.
Jackson's not an answer.
Okay. All right. You're giving it away now, Pat.
I am.
Let's go to Jim in Maine next on The Fanatic. Hey, Jim.
So I wanted to answer the trivia question. Chuck Knox.
Oh, you sound awful
Marty
confident,
Schottenheimer.
Jim. Oh, man.
And Chuck Knox, Marty Schottenheimer, Dan Reeves.
All right.
Good guess,
that is
Jim.
Not correct. Wow. How about that?
He came out do with
fired,
the trivia question.
Didn't he, Tyler? I thought for sure this was a done deal, but tripped up.
Yeah, didn't happen.
So I mentioned the seven teams bags that vacated from 2017. They are replaced, of course, by your Chicago Bears that are in, which is very good. Good to see the Bears back in it. Who'd have thought at the start of the season, I was saying to Tyler, in terms of wild cards, when you and I were even talking about it in week one, everybody would have been certain that the wild card teams would have come from the NFC North with Minnesota, Green Bay, Chicago,
yep.
And the NFC South with Atlanta, Carolina, and New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, Seattle and Philadelphia get in.
Here we go. Here we are. Although I do have to say, I have to toot my own horn a little bit, when I was being mocked for saying that Seattle was one of the most dangerous teams in the NFC as late as week four, whenever we did that, Tyler Zuli even was giving
me
the
sign. Oh, good for you.
Sorry, man. When you're right, you're right. Feels good. Feels good, guys.
Dallas gets in this year, along with Chicago. Seattle was not in last year. Houston was not in last year. The Ravens, the L.A. Chargers, and the Indianapolis Colts. How about Houston starting 0-3 this year, Joe? Making it, and Indy starting 1-5 and making it to the dance. That is not an easy thing to do. To get there, start 1-5, and the Colts, what'd they end up? 10-6, right?
I mean,
10-6.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah, 9-1 in their last 10 games.
So you look at it, two coaches that for different reasons were looked at, you know, unfavorably. You've got O'Brien on the hot seat. If they lose one more game, if they start 0-4, Bill O'Brien's getting fired in the middle of the season. There's no question about it. And Frank Reich, everybody's looking at each other like, really? This is the guy that we got to come in and lead the team? And all of a sudden now they're on this ridiculous hot streak. You got to give all the credit in the world to what those two teams have been able to do. And now they're locking horns.
I know. The Tyler and I were referring to as the Houston Texans Bowl. The first Saturday game, the 4:30 one, is always the least palatable in terms of TV viewing, right? They always take that worst game and stuff that in there. Uh-huh. How Jacksonville Buffalo missed it last year is beyond belief. I don't know. But last year, that was the early one, too, whoever was in that game from the from that division. But anyway, Houston's done this 5 times. They've been in the playoffs. And all 5 times, they've been in the Saturday afternoon slot. And with 5 different quarterbacks.
You're kidding, really?
No. Texans are a mess when it comes to that stuff. But they got the best quarterback now that they've had. And that's going to be, I think, a tough, tough game, too. But hard to bet against a team that's 9-1 coming into the game.
Super hot. And they just got it done in the building not long ago in a game that they needed to have. I mean, you're looking at Indy and Houston, two teams that are incredibly familiar with each other. And both teams have won on the road. So, I mean, it does make a difference. A
couple other did-you-know facts here, Bags, courtesy of Bryn Mawr Trust. And it's 5 losses. New England gave up 152 rushing yards per game.
Oof.
And looming in their
mirror or rearview mirror could be the Baltimore Ravens, who are averaging 229 yards a game rushing the ball. So,
whoops.
Yeah, New England, you know, the Patriots, if they were ever suspect, this is the year. They are truly suspect, Joe. And how about this one? Dallas is 32nd. Can you believe this? Dead last in the NFL in percentage converting goal-to-go tries. In other words, the percentage of when they have a goal-to-go and in which the play results in a touchdown divided by the total number of goal-to-go tries that they've had. With Ezekiel Elliott, they're dead last.
Their percentage is the worst.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You would expect any time you give the ball to Ezekiel Elliott on 3rd and 4th and 1, he's going to go forward. I think so.
I mean, I think any time first a goal from the 3, you would just hand it to him 4 times.
Get a half yard every time.
We're going to talk about that game, obviously, with Sal. I wonder where Sal is. I haven't checked that out, but that is a marquee game, the game tonight.
Absolutely.
Seattle and Dallas. Jerry Jones, he is desperate to win that game. Dallas wins the division. I'm sure he's thinking great thoughts. And he could take a big blow if Seattle goes in there and wins tonight.
Yeah, there's no question about it. All of the good feelings about that Amari Cooper trade and everything else kind of go out the window. So we'll be keeping a close eye on those games, not just for the Eagles' perspective, but because, of course, it's Wild Card Weekend. It's one of the best sporting weekends of the year. He's Pat Callahan. I'm Joe Torti. Your phone number to join the conversation right now. We have open phone lines at 610-632-0900. 975. Tyler Zuli is producing This Week in Pro Football on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Birds are back in the postseason party. The only pregame show and watch party worth your time this Sunday is at Sugar House Casino.
Excuse me, what'd you say?
97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with former Eagles wide receiver Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney for the Fanatic pregame show live at Sugar House Casino this Sunday starting at 1 p.m. At 4:40 p.m., grab a hold of your seat. You'll only need the edge of it. For the Fanatic watch party with Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Oh, yeah, and let's throw in a $500 giveaway while we're at it.
Believe it.
Who else in Philly could give you a party like this on Wild Card Weekend? Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, attention, neighbors. I have something big to announce.
Hey, hon.
Hmm?
Is that Tim on the roof with a megaphone?
M&T Bank's Easy Choice Checking is now free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement.
Bill, did you hear that?
Oh.
And while I'm up here, Bill, I'd appreciate it if you stopped raking your leaves into my lawn.
Bill!
Thank you.
Big news. Easy Choice Checking from M&T Bank is now even better than before. It's free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement. Leaving you, well, free from worry.
Now, does anyone have a ladder?
So if you're looking for an easy-to-manage account that can help you save on fees, look no further than Easy Choice Checking from M&T. Stop by any M&T Bank branch today or visit mtb.com/easychoice. M&T Bank, understanding what's important. Other transaction and service fees, including insufficient funds and overdraft fees, may apply to this account. Member FDIC.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
How many times have you heard a commercial on TV or radio advertising a free or low-cost kit to form a limited liability company? Everything is included, they say, but they then advise you that they're not attorneys. What's missing is an attorney to advise you whether you want a limited liability company, an S-Corp, or a C-Corp for the best protection against liability and the most tax advantages. Whistler Perlstein has formed thousands of entities, been around for 75 years, and are located locally in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. They have 30-plus attorneys with expertise covering these issues and many others. Call Michael O'Donohue at 610-825-8400 or go to their website at www.whistlerperlstein.com. Give them a call. They can help.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
The holidays may be wrapping up, but there's still one gift you don't want to miss. New Jersey Tax Amnesty. Now through January 15th, you can pay your back taxes to the state of New Jersey with reduced interest and no penalties. A gift like this doesn't come along every year. That's why you need to act now. To learn more or find out if you owe, go to taxamnesty.nj.gov or call 800-781-8407. But hurry, New Jersey Tax Amnesty ends January 15th.
Tax and things additional, all offers on select models with approved credit. 50% off 2018 Cadillac XTS, previous rental, Encore, Terrain, 24-month lease, $19.95 due at signing. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Frank Kerbeck welcomes 2019 with huge savings on over 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. 0% financing for 72 months. 2018 Cadillac XTS, original MSRP $50,009. You pay $25,4. 2018 XT5 SUV. MSRP was $53,800. Now $32,600. These new 2019 Buick Encore, just $149 per month. New 2019 GMC Terrain, only $199 per month. 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Up to 50% off. The smart money buys now. Frank Kerbeck welcomes 2019 with huge savings on Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Voted best sports talk station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
It's going to be tough. Hewitt and Haig were in. First and 10. Luck going deep, and he's got him. He's got Hilton. Brought down by Reed inside the 10. What a catch. Four catches, 115, and Eddie Lee because of an injury. Mack. Oh, he'll pierce and drive in submarine for the touchdown.
All right. Colts-Texans action. A little Colts-Texans action there on 97.5. The Fanatic, courtesy of Tyler Zuli. 610-632-0975. You know that trivia question? I want some people to try it because that guy who did guess, he actually got two of the three, the two toughest ones.
When I heard him say him, I was like, oh, yeah. My, this guy's cooking with gas.
He's got it. So, I mean, come on. That answers out there. Of the three winningest coaches in NFL history, I'm talking about wins now. Of the 10 winningest coaches in NFL history in terms of wins, three have losing postseason records. They're all gettable. You've heard two of the names already, 610-632-0975. Before we get back to the phones, Bags, let me rattle off these names to you, and you tell me whether these guys deserve to have been fired, as they so unceremoniously were this season. Hugh Jackson, I know you were a big fan of his, right?
Affirmative, yes.
336-1, lasted 3.5 seasons in Cleveland. Mike McCarthy.
Probably deserved to be fired, yeah.
9 seasons in Green Bay, 1 Super Bowl. I just think the meter just runs out.
It's got to end sometime. Yep.
Dirk Cutter, 19-29.
I thought that this one was dicey. I wasn't surprised, but I wouldn't have been surprised to see him return.
I think it's emblematic, Joe, of what losing teams do. I mean, you just keep changing coaches. You just can't get a foothold anywhere. I just think, most times, there's occasionally the Sean McVay, Doug Peterson. For the most time, you're just on a treadmill.
Yep.
Todd Bowles, 4 seasons, 24-40 with the Jets.
Nice guy, not a great coach. Time to go.
Yeah, I thought maybe Temple should have looked at him for their revolving door. You know, hopefully the head coach at Temple, it's like... maybe it's an open thing, no door on it. So at least they can save putting a guy's name on it. You know, it'd be nice. It's such a shame.
It is a shame. You know? I agree.
Adam Gase, 23-26.
Absolutely.
You absolutely what?
Deserve to be canned.
What's Miami going to do here? I mean, now they start all over again. I mean, I don't know.
I like regimes. So, like, I think that it's good when you come in rookie head coach, rookie quarterback. I think that that's generally speaking a good thing. I think that's going to have to happen.
Steve Wilks, one season in Arizona, goes 3-13.
Yeah, did not deserve to be fired.
Yeah, did not. I agree with you. Come on, will you? I mean, you throw him a rookie quarterback, you didn't know where the laces were on the ball. And you're starting over, like you said, rookie and rookie. Let them do it together.
Yep.
Nope, couldn't do it. Can't do it, Sally. Your boy himself, Marvin Lewis, after only 16 seasons of accomplishing nothing in Cincinnati.
I don't know if he deserved to be fired this year, but there are certainly four or five other seasons prior to this where he deserved to be fired. So in the end, justice is done, I think.
16 seasons, he goes 131 and 129. Almost exactly 516 seasons and goes 0-7 in the playoffs. See you, Marvin. See you down the road, okay? And Vance Joseph, only two seasons in Denver, goes 11-21.
I'm surprised at this. But I didn't like the way that Denver was playing under Vance Joseph. So if you're just looking at the product, I understand. Timeline-wise, I didn't necessarily
I wouldn't have
agree.
Done it. I mean, hey, do Vance Joseph a favor. Don't hand $20 million to Case Keenum.
Right.
You know, I just think it's wrong. He had two seasons. Come on. But there you go. That's the league today, man. You don't show it. And I'll tell you, Peterson and McVay have made it worse. They've exacerbated it because of their immediate success. Everybody's now looking for that, and this is what you get.
Yeah, you just go find a wunderkind. Yeah, you just haven't found the right guy yet.
That's right.
Let's go to Tony in Drexel Hill. What's going on, Tony?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I was talking to your producer talking about the wild card weekend, but I kind of agree with him. I think three out of the four road teams will advance this weekend. Indianapolis beating Houston today. And then tonight I got Seattle beating Dallas. And then tomorrow I got the Chargers, you know, beating Baltimore. And then, sorry, Eagle fans, I got to go with the Bears beating the Eagles. So what do you think?
So you're going three out of four then.
I think there's a lot of merit to what you said. I'm actually getting a little concerned about how many people are liking the same run here. Everybody's liking Indy. I think a lot of people like Seattle. I think a lot of people like – I'm surprised so many people, Joe, like the Chargers.
Me too. I don't know what you, well, we can talk about that more as we preview the games, but let's just say that if you've been paying close attention to what the Chargers are doing, you're like, oh, the Chargers have won all these games in a row. If you're paying closer attention, you're like, wow, the Chargers have been living a charmed life for like a month where they've gotten every single break that they could possibly catch.
Well, what do you think of this? This is the first game, the first team Lamar Jackson now has faced twice. Now, does that give the Chargers a noticeable advantage now having had some serious tape on this game?
Sure. It definitely does relative to some other teams that Lamar Jackson has beaten. But then it just comes down to, do you think the Chargers are better than the Ravens? And I think that that's where people are answering the question. And that's where they're coming up with, you know, I think the Chargers are going to be the team that takes down Baltimore and that boots Lamar Jackson out of the playoffs. I don't know. I just think that the formula works. I think that what they're doing, what the Ravens are doing, is playing playoff football.
Hasn't been much discussion about this. I'd like you guys, both of you guys, to weigh in on this because it's been brought up in the past. The 12-4 Chargers are going to the 10-6 Ravens. Mm-hmm. Fair or not?
Tyler, you want to take this first? You have a strong thought on the wild card stuff?
Absolutely fair. Win your division and you don't have any issues with this. That's all. It's really all it comes down to.
Joey T, you agree?
I can't say that any better.
Man, sooner or later, we're going to have to disagree on something. Man, our ratings suffer here because I agree with it, too. I think you got to win your division. You got to win your division. Now, some years it works for you. Some years it works against you. It's a shame for the Chargers, but 12-4 going on the road. Of course, in the case of the Chargers, I don't know how much it hurts them. They play 16 road games.
Right, exactly. There's not much of a home field advantage for them anyway. But here's what I'll say, right? What I don't like is when the conversation turns and it's like, oh, it's so important. So it is. Home field advantage is important. Bye weeks are important. But if you're a 12-win team that has to go on the road, you're supposed to be good. You've gone on the road. You've won before. This shouldn't be a built-in excuse for you to not expect to win football games if you're a 12-win team. You should just expect to win every game if you win 12 games.
Chargers 7-1 on the road this year.
Mm-hmm.
7-1.
Not a big problem.
That is pretty impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty remarkable.
That is really remarkable that you can do that well on the road. I really would love to see Phillip Rivers get deep into the playoffs. I think it's a shame because, you know, in terms of you and I teasing throughout the season about this 2004 NFL draft, he clearly is regarded as number three there because Eli's got the two.
Ben's got two.
Ben plays on one of the NFL's most glamour franchises, and there's old Phil doing nothing but having babies and winning games in Southern California, but never getting to the dance.
If he wins one, does he leapfrog Eli at least in that conversation?
I think so too. Because he's never had many of the guns out there. And he's just a goofball in terms of his throwing motion and his style and everything else. And I'd love to see him run. It wouldn't hurt me at all to see him run the table this year in the AFC. But I don't know. He's got the same road, really, just about the Eagles do, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Going on the road, playing three games. I mean, it's tough out there. I mean, you're talking about the AFC too, where we were talking about the power franchises right now being in the AFC, perhaps in those top seats. I told you. You can say whatever you want. I don't want to play in New England. That sounds terrible to me, to play in New England in the playoffs.
Would you rather play in New England or play in New Orleans if you're a road team?
Right now, yeah. I would rather play in New Orleans if it were me.
It's an interesting because I think New Orleans. I think this is the year New England could be had. I really do.
I
just think they play in that rotten division and they get away with it every year with the 4-12 Jets and the 6-10 Bills and the fake 7-9 Dolphins and they just. They just feed off it every year, 5-1 in the division. You can almost write that down at the start of the season. They're going to be 5-1. And I think the AFC is strong enough this year. Someone's going to take them down in Foxborough, Joe.
610-632-0975 is your phone number. Coming up, we'll talk to Sal Palantonio. We've got the dreaded pick segment. We're going to go through the week's worth of games, wild card weekend, all kinds of good stuff coming up when this week in pro football returns. He's Pat Callahan. I'm Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. On Friday, February 1st, join Farzetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. We're teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and indoor tailgate party.
Go to 97.5thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Met's huge stage and to download your free tickets.
The countdown is on.
Brought to you by Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Bowl.
Get ready. 97.5 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Pat Callahan here to tell you that Cantor Novak Beaver & Pike is a full-service CPA firm with offices in Pennsylvania and New Jersey offering first-rate accounting, audit, and tax services. They focus on helping clients achieve their business and financial goals, from startup operation to long-term financial planning. For more information, please call Terry Cantor or Dan Pike at 215-550-2954 or visit them on the web at www.cnbpcpas.com.
It's Park Bank's 20th season, and they're gifting you $20 a month for 20 months to join the family. That's right. New Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account holders earn up to $400 to experience a return to better banking. Some restrictions apply. Visit their anniversary site at parkbank20.com. That's Park with an E. Or call toll-free 866-727-5325 for details. Offer available to New Park Bank 20 for 20 checking account customers only. Excludes business accounts. Member FDIC.
One vision. One story, one BMT. Hi, I'm Frank Leto, CEO of Brimmer Trust, and we're one team with one goal. To help you grow financially, one decision at a time. Whether it's buying a home, building wealth, or protecting what you've worked for. BMT personalizes financial solutions tailored to fit your specific needs, making tomorrow's goal a reality with one vision, one story, one BMT. Build on tomorrow today. Visit us online at BMT.com.
I need to build my dreams, to grab some grub, to pay with ease, to get a loan, to use my hands, a place to chill, a bank I can trust.
Whether you need to pay for lunch, transfer some funds, or improve your home, Tompkins Vist Bank has the mobile tools you need to make it easy. And since we're local, you can depend on us to treat you like friends and to support the community where you live. Tompkins Vist Bank, your local, mobile, remarkable community bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
Attention, point spread players, guys. JR from JRWins.com. And let me tell you, guys, I've got huge information on this big matchup between Chicago and Philadelphia. This coming to you from the only documented handicapper in history with more than 80 games on air, hitting better than 80%. In fact, 81% on more than 80 games of free picks on air. Now, I'm going to give you the winner of this Chicago-Philly game free of charge on my famous 30-second recorded message. Call the toll-free number right now. 1-800-499-3733. That's 1-800-499-3733. The point spread winner of Philadelphia-Chicago free of charge right now on a tape-recorded message that's only 30 seconds long. Call this number, 1-800-499-3733. That's 1-800-499-3733. 1-800-499-FREE. And JRWins.com.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah, zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the lowdown.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990, and that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach, tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach!
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And, of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello!
It's Barbera's first sale of the year!
Zero down!
300 Jeeps cheap!
Or from $12,990!
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Infinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Huh. All right, back for hour number two this week in pro football. 97.5, The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. We were just talking during the break there. Every one of these teams is playing this weekend is coming in on, you know, with a full head of steam.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The Eagles have won, of course, their last three. But some of these other teams, Seattle 5-0, Dallas is 5-1 in their last six. The Colts, I think, are 5-0 in their last five. Everybody's coming in. The Chargers are 4-1 in their last five. There's nobody backing in this year, Joe.
No.
And as you pointed out, it's really the teams that backed in might be the teams to play next week.
Right, the teams that get a break, they get a breather.
Yeah. So let's get this guy on the phone right now because we got a million things to talk about. The host of the NFL Matchup Show and the author of Philly Special, How the Philadelphia Eagles Won Their Super Bowl Championship. That'll be Sal Pantonio. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's this week in pro football on Wild Card Weekend?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We've been talking about throughout the first hour about how nobody's backing in this week, Sal. I mean, unlike last year when you had your Jacksonville, Buffalo, and you had the dreaded Titans, this year you got a bunch of teams in here that mean serious business.
It's loaded. There's no question it's loaded. You're absolutely right about that. And, this may be, of the last 5 years, I can't think of a tougher road for NFL teams to get into the Super Bowl, you know, and everybody's kind of bunched up. I mean, the Patriots didn't run away with anything. The Chiefs wound up losing four games, but they got hot at the end. The only team that really backed in was the Rams.
Thank you, Sal.
Had to get it in, of course. Had to get it in.
God almighty. Now, let's state for the record they won their last two without Ty Gurley. All right, so let me just state that for the record, okay? Jeez. You know, you no respect at all, and I'm just telling you.
They lost in Chicago to the Bears, and they lost in L.A. to the Eagles. Come on. I think, you know, when you're looking at the NFC, the two teams, you're right, the two teams that have the bye, the Rams and the Saints, are the two teams that, you know, you have the most question marks going into the playoffs. You know, but the biggest question mark, I'm on my way to Chicago, and this is definitely the biggest game of wild card weekend, Eagles at Bears. And, you know, when you're playing, we talked about this last week in week 17. When you're at this point in the season, you're at the crossroads between the final week of the season and the beginning of the playoffs. You go to your foundation, you play foundation football. And this is what Bill Belichick has taught us over the years, is you find that one thing and you try to take it away, that one great thing that a football team does, and you try to take it away. And the number one story, you know, in my view, the number one story of this NFL season is John Gruden's decision to jettison Khalil Mack and the Bears picking him up. It transformed the Bears into the number one defense in the NFL. It transformed the Bears into a division winner. It made the Monsters of the Midway back and better than ever. And I think job one, two, and three is blocking Khalil Mack in this football game. And I did a little bit of research with my colleague Seth Walder of ESPN, and he's got a piece on ESPN.com, and I would invite people to take a look at it. You know, they put computer chips now in the shoulder pads of NFL players to come up with these next generation stats to help them figure out whether a player is, you know, up to speed. And they have something of an offensive lineman called pass block win rates. And it's defined like this. It's the rate at which an offensive player sustains his block for at least 2.5 seconds. If he gets beat before 2.5 seconds, that's a loss. If he holds off the pass rusher for 2.5 seconds or longer, that's a win. So the pass block win rate, the Eagles are 19th in the NFL, second lowest of the 12 playoff teams. Not good. The NFL average is 80%. So you're winning 4 out of 5 times if you're an offensive tackle. NFL average, 80% for offensive tackles. Jason Peters, below 80%. 77%. Lane Johnson, 85%. Best on the team, top 5 offensive tackle in the NFL. So the bottom line is this. If I'm Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator, I'm lining up Khalil Mack almost exclusively on Jason Peters' side in this game. I don't want any part of Lane Johnson and the right side of the Eagles' offensive line. That's the stone-cold killer for the Eagles' old line. Is that right side. The left side, and then here's another one, Wisniewski is the biggest problem. His pass block win rate is 65%, very, very low. That's why they want Isaac back in the starting lineup. His pass block win rate is 78%. That really fortifies Peters on the left side of the line, because if you look at the film, the problem with Peters is the inside step. He's getting beat on the inside because of all the injuries he's had with his legs. And when Wisniewski is there, Wisniewski has not been helping him. So to me, that's where this game will be won or lost, is right there on the left side of the Eagles' offensive line.
Sal, we've been talking today about the Eagles' approach to this game and kind of the loose locker room that seems to be going on right now in terms of Malcolm Jenkins and everyone just feeling comfortable that they're in the playoffs. There's a quiet confidence that seems to be emanating from the room. What's your sense of the Eagles and how they are mentally heading into this game?
Yeah, I would say, Joe, not quiet. I would say go back and look at Malcolm and Jenkins' speech to the team after they got into the playoffs at FedEx Field. You know, he said, we're not sneaking into the playoffs. We're busting down the door. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants a part of us in the postseason. So I think, you know, I think Pat is right. There is a little bit of overconfidence considering how good the Bears are.
Yeah, I think that's sound. I think it's, you can almost quantify it. If you look at defensively, the Bears are giving up 80 yards a game rushing. And so, I mean, I think the Eagles can almost cashier, with the exception of maybe Darren Sproles. They can just write off that part of their offensive game plan. And the Bears give up 50 less passing yards a game than the Eagles do. You know, they're pretty daunting numbers for an Eagle offense to have to go in there against this team.
They are. But, you know, listen, Doug Peterson and Nick Foles, they performed this magic trick a couple of times before, as we know, well documented. And the Bears don't have any kind of playoff experience where things are quicker. All decisions have to be made much more quickly. And, you know, you have to have your head on a swivel throughout the entire 60 minutes of the football game. One mistake is the difference. Now, so the number one thing that you have to do is block Khalil Mack. I think the second thing that you have to do in this football game is play clean, which comes back to what you said, Pat. If Nick Foles doesn't turn the football over in this game, this is something that I said at the Super Bowl. If Nick Foles doesn't turn the ball over in this game, the Eagles will win this game. Because what the Bears do, and Nick Foles talked about it this week, because he saw it on film, they will violently take the football away from you. They will attack you at the line of scrimmage, force you into mental mistakes, and violently take away the ball. Vic Fangio does not blitz. He is looking for Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack, Roquan Smith, Leonard Floyd, and that group right there getting in your face, from whatever angle they possibly can, and then making sure Kyle Fuller is locked up on Alshon Jeffrey, making sure Eddie Jackson, if he plays, is locked up on Zach Ertz. If he doesn't play, it's going to be Roquan Smith. You know, Smith, the reason why they got him, he's a linebacker, but he plays like a safety at the point of attack. So, to me, if Foles plays clean, this is my second most important point of this game. Eagles will win the game.
Sal, I'm sorry if this ground is covered in the NFL matchup show, but I wanted to ask you about something else that Foles said. He talked about how teams in the NFL are always trying to disguise what they do, and some teams are bad at it. He said the Bears are not one of those teams. They're a team that is good at it. What do the Bears do that you've seen that makes them so difficult in terms of diagnosing what they're trying to do defensively?
Well, that's actually just player speak, because I don't think the Bears disguise anything. Vic Fangio's defense is rush four, drop into coverage, lock down the number one guy. They have an all-pro corner in Kyle Fuller. They have an all-pro safety in Eddie Jackson. They have a lights-out linebacker in Roquan Smith, and they've got two monster pass rushers. They just ask those guys to do their jobs. They ask them to beat the one-on-one matchups. So I don't agree with Nick Foles. Having studied it and looked at it, I don't think they disguise anything. I think they're just going to defeat you one-on-one.
And they've been doing it, obviously. Plus 12 turnover ratio, the Eagles minus 6. But, Sal, I wanted to ask you this. Back to playoff experience. We were talking about it in the first hour. You've stood on hundreds of sidelines during playoff games. And the analogy I was using for this game was the Ram game against the Falcons last year, when the Rams just weren't ready for postseason football. And the Falcons, a seasoned Super Bowl participant the year before, they were. They win the game. Do you see parallels possibly to this game? And have you seen it standing on a sideline where a home team, a favorite, falls behind and a nervous energy consumes the whole stadium?
I have seen it, and I don't know whether that will happen. I think this is my third major point. There's three. Play clean for Nick Foles. Two, block a Khalil Mack. That's one. Play clean for Nick Foles is two. And then pick Mitchell Trubisky. So the Bears have 14 interceptions this year. That's the most of any of the NFC playoff teams. You can pick Mitch. So what has been the tendency with Mitchell Trubisky? Is it going to be like Jared Goff last year, sort of deer in the headlights when they played the Atlanta Falcons at home? Or is he going to be better coached by Matt Nagy? And does he have a wrinkle in his game that's different from Goff? And the answer to that, Pat, is yes. What's the wrinkle that he has?
He can run.
He has run with it 68 times for 421 yards, 6.2 a carry. in the last four games coming back from the injury. The number of runs is down. He's down to about four a game. 6-3, 5-3 in the last four games. Four a game. He was up at five a game before he got hurt. So, and I noticed it last time I was on the sideline against when the Eagles played the Texans. Schwartz didn't use a spy on Deshaun Watson in the first half, and Watson crushed them. Then he started using a spy, and he started getting to Watson, and that was the difference in the game. So last week, I saw Mike Zimmer use a spy on Trubisky. Now, Trubisky is not Deshaun Watson, and he's not Lamar Jackson, but he's got 4.6 speed coming out of college, and the numbers are there. And as I said prior to that Texans game, the Eagles will get hurt a little bit by running quarterbacks until they figure out how to stop them. So they need to do that right from the beginning of the game.
Sal, we're taking a look at some of the other games, and obviously you mentioned the Eagles game against Chicago being the marquee game of the weekend. But you mentioned Lamar Jackson, and I'm intrigued by that matchup maybe more than any of the others, just because there seems to be some dissonance in terms of which way this game's going to go, the Chargers seeing Jackson for the second time. How do you see that game playing out?
Yeah, no dissonance for me. I think the Ravens are going to win the game. They held them to 10 points, 198 yards total offense out in StubHub Field. M&T Bank Stadium, it's going to be 10 o'clock in the morning on their body clock. I know they've had a good road record.
Yeah.
But I just think the Ravens' defense will dominate.
All right, Joey, jumping a little bit. Yeah, we're going to get that in the top, what we're calling the top four this week. I wanted to ask you, Sal, before we get to the rest of those games, though, are you surprised by any of the eight guillotines that happened this week relative to coaching vacancies?
You know, not really, no. But boy, oh boy, you look around, Pat, and some of the names that are being thrown out there for replacements are not that inspiring. They just aren't, which, you know, it goes back to what a great position the Philadelphia Eagles are in with Doug Peterson. You know, those 2016 head coaching hires, the Peterson six, they're all gone. Malarkey, Gase,
McAdoo,
Cutter, Kelly, and Jackson. Yeah. All of them fired. And Dougie Fresh has won the Super Bowl and got the team back in the playoffs. You know, you really can't overstate the job that Doug Peterson and Jim Schwartz have done, considering they've been pulling guys off the street to play in the secondary. I mean, they had to change quarterbacks not once but twice this year. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
They have their best running back get a knee injury. Their Super Bowl hero running back, Corey Clement, he goes out for the season. They got a guy who's coming off IR, Darren Sproles, and a guy basically who was undrafted in Josh Adams. And they are, I mean, this has got to be one of the best coaching jobs in the history of this city of any sport. I don't care. Go back and look at it. This has got to be one of the best coaching jobs. And when you look at all the coaches that were fired from that 2016 class, and I use the word class rather loosely, and then you look at all the ones that were fired this year, and then the uninspiring list of possible replacements, this town, I mean, if Doug Peterson pulls this off, we should rename the link the Doug.
Well, Sal, let me just talk about that 2016 class, because I think it speaks to a larger issue in the league, okay? First is the six guys. Here's the year's experience they had. Yeah, they were given to run their franchise. 2 years, 3 years, 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, 3.5 years. I mean, it's ridiculous anymore. And the other thing I want to ask.
Was Hugh Jackson the one that got the 3.5 years?
Yes. Yeah. He got the 3.5. 3-36. He got the 3.5. But the other point is this. Here are the teams that hired them. Tennessee, Miami, the Giants, yeah, the Bucks, the 49ers, the Browns. But what do they all have in common is that they always are golfing in January, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't you see a direct correlation there between these franchises, and a couple did it again this year, that don't, like Arizona, they don't give the coach a chance to make any kind of an imprint, and they're starting all over again.
Yeah, you know, it's true. That definitely is true. But Kelly was gone after what? How many years here? Three? Forgive me. Yeah. So, I think, Pat, it depends on the coaching hire in many instances. And then the other thing, too, is you look at all of them and what have they all had? Problems at the quarterback position.
Right. I know. And you're right. And yeah, you can't divorce them.
But now, what's the rejoinder to that? The Eagles have had problems at the quarterback position, and they've been solved by the head coach.
Right. Fair enough. Well, all right, Sal, let's get to the top five, which this week is the top four, because I want to go through these games. Brought to you by our buddy Pat McConney from Annie Mac Home Mortgage. Pat's a licensed loan originator in PA and Jersey. So if you're thinking about buying a home and lowering your monthly payment, give Pat a call. He can hold your hand throughout the whole process. You can reach him at 267-474-6379. That's 267-474-6379. Annie Mac is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 338-923. I just want you to give me winners and losers here. We'll save the pick segment for when Joey Torti takes over the show. Let's just look at them, Sal. Tell me, give me a couple sentences on each of these games. Indy at Houston.
Well, first of all, Happy New Year to Pat McConney and his fabulous family, and thank you for supporting This Week in Pro Football for another season. Thank you, Pat. So let's start with today's opener, Texans and Colts, right?
Right.
So, I mean, Colts, to me, I just saw them beat the Titans on the road. I'm totally impressed with Frank Reich and Andrew Luck, but I think the guy who is doing the best job is Matt Eberflus, their defensive coordinator. And I think the Colts are going to win on the road in Houston.
Bags?
I will go on the other side. I just think that Houston has been playing well. I like the revenge factor, the fact that they have to avenge a home loss to Indy. I agree with everything that Sal said. It's just a tough game, and you got to pick one side. I'll take Houston.
I like Indy in that game, too. Seattle-Dallas, this is a marquee game in the Saturday night slot. Sal, you got Seattle coming in 5-0, Dallas coming in 4-1 in their last five. What gives here?
I think it's Russell Wilson will play better than Dak Prescott. I got Seattle.
Joey?
I'm on the other side again. I'm questioning everything here. I'm taking Dallas at home. I don't think it's a great matchup.
I think Seattle wins. And again, I think it's a lot of, again, it's experience versus non-experience. I think Seattle has. There is just something in the drinking water with Pete Carroll that they are an amazing, they're an amazing franchise. They really are.
They're great. They really are.
All right, the Chargers game, Sal, you're on record. I happen to think that the Chargers are going to go in there and win this game. I think it's I think it's time for a little Phillip Rivers. I think it's just time for a little Phillip Rivers. So I think he makes it.
That's all I got to say about that.
This is a Baltimore rocking chair ride. This is like a two-score game.
You think Baltimore wins by two scores?
Yeah, this is a rocking chair ride.
A rocking chair ride. Okay. Joey Torti has declared this, Sal, a rocking chair ride. All right?
I like it. Yeah.
And then Philadelphia, Chicago, Sal, the biggest spread of the week. Don't you think, were you surprised 6 points was the number?
Totally surprised, given the inexperience level of the Bears. The recent history of Nick Foles and Doug Peterson. It's very, very tough to pick the Eagles in this game, but I'm doing it.
All right.
I think the ride continues. I think they find a way, and I'm picking the Eagles to win.
I like Chicago in this one, just because I've got to stick with my gut from early in the season. Said Chicago could be the NFC's representative in the Super Bowl. Can't happen if they lose in the opening round. So
that's right. Going Chicago. That's going to be a very tough game. I still have Chicago. I think the Eagles cover, but I think as Sal was saying, if the Eagles can force a couple of Trubisky turnovers, then the inexperience kicks in, the crowd starts to get nervous, the sideline gets nervous, and then all bets are off. But that is going to be a tough one tomorrow. All right. All right, Sal, so you're traveling out there. We look forward to one other stat, Sal, I wanted to hit you with, because you the author of Philly Special. Did you guys know that 16 quarterbacks caught passes in 2018? 16 quarterbacks caught passes, all because Sal titled his book Philly Special.
It will never die, Pat.
Good
Philly
job.
Special will live on forever.
That's
one
true.
Of the most, it's right there in the immortality neighborhood. It's beautiful. Yeah,
it is. All right, Sal, we appreciate it very much. We still got a couple more weeks to go here, so we look forward to talking to you again next week, all right?
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, Sal, safe travels. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate that. Sal Palantonio joining This Week in Pro Football.
So what do you think? So let me just rattle this off here, Joey T.
Sal likes Indy, you like Houston. Sal likes Seattle, you like Dallas. Sal likes Philly, you like Chicago.
So pretty much if you were waiting for the whole thing to crash down to earth, here it is.
You both like Baltimore, I like the Chargers. I'll tell you, it just goes to show you how close these games are, that there's almost no unanimity amongst us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know before the show you said, oh, yeah, well, you know, we're probably going to go the same way on a lot of these. I'm like, I don't think so. I doubt
it. Well, that certainly doesn't bode well for me. Joey the Greek over here, that doesn't look good for me at all, then, if that's the case. But, you know, we'll get to the pick segment. And one thing about Eddie Jackson, I mean,
yeah.
is he a game time decision? Is that where we're going?
As far as I understand,
well, that's
yeah.
a big, big thing, right?
Huge. I mean, he's a guy who is not only shown the ability to take the football away, he's one of the guys on the Bears who has scored, who's yeah. taken the ball and gone and scored, and that's yeah. a big thing that Chicago does. If he's not available, it changes things.
I don't think it's that easy to cover Zach Ertz with a linebacker.
No.
And I think that could be a major factor in Philly's favor if Jackson can't go. He's probably one of the top two solo defensive players they got, right?
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Now, the Chicago Sun-Times says that it's an ankle injury. It's a matter of finding his X percent, which is where Matt Nagy says, okay, if he's X percent, whatever that is that something that's smart for him, smart for the team? They got to figure out what percentage they can get him to.
Imagine how painful that must be to play on basically a sprained ankle.
Yeah. Brutal.
And then the team's looking at you like, well, you're going out there, right? You know, we'll just tape it up, and every step you take, it must hurt.
Twisting, running, yeah, jumping.
Yeah, yeah, especially jumping. You must be in midair thinking, oh, man, I'm about to come down. You know, it's something with these players. I mean, let's face it, they're all beat up, and that's why the 1-2 seeds have such an enviable record in the playoffs, because they're sitting there for a week.
610-632-0975. He's Pat Callahan. I'm Joe Torti. We'll be right back with This Week in Pro Football.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right. This Week in Pro Football, proud to have a sponsor, First Bank. Joey Calabro has been a leader and commercial lender in the Southeast PA market for over 27 years. He's a market exec at First Bank, which is a local bank that understands the challenges of business, can make local decisions in a timely manner. Not only is Joe a banker I know can get business done, he embraces a rare quality that has been lost in the lending industry. That quality is building meaningful relationships with clients. To Joe and First Bank, goals are important, but helping businesses meet their financing and cash flow needs is their focus. Joe and his team always go above and beyond the work with their clients and strive to have their best interests in mind. So I encourage you, if you're looking for a commercial bank for your business, stop in and see Joe or any member of his team at his Westchester office located at 121 North Walnut Street. Better yet, just give him a call, 484-881-3810. That's 484-881-3810. Joe will come to see you. First Bank is an equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
After beating all the odds, the Birds earn a berth in the playoffs with a wild card matchup against Chicago. Join Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at 1 p.m. for the Fanatic pregame show live from Sugar House. Listen for the Fanatic's Tim McManus checking in with late-breaking playoff news and injury reports. After the game, Joe and Joe take your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the playoff pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
How do you build on tomorrow today? It starts with one story, one focus, one decision, one BMT. Hi, I'm Frank Leto, CEO of Brimar Trust, and we're one team with one goal, to help you grow financially. Whether you're expanding your business, buying a home, investing, or protecting your wealth, BMT has all your solutions under one roof. Trust us to make tomorrow's vision a reality, one financial decision at a time, one BMT. Visit us online at BMT.com.
Joe Torti from This Week in Pro Football here to tell you about Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., the industry leader in the field of concrete cutting and robotic demolition for over 20 years in the Philadelphia and tri-state area. So if you have a project which requires any type of concrete cutting or core drilling, concrete demolition, or interior excavating, call the specialist, Concrete Cutting Systems, Inc., located at 2514 Orthodox Street in the heart of Philly at 215-533-0652. With a 45-truck fleet, they are able to service all your concrete cutting, robotic concrete demolition, highway sawing, and sealing needs. They are the only full-service union concrete cutting company based in Philadelphia. 100% emission-free saw cutting and concrete removal services and complete slurry cleanup on all roadway projects are just two of the many environmental-friendly services they offer. Also with offices in Pittsburgh, serving all of western Pennsylvania. Check them out on the web at www.concretecuttingsystems.net.
attention, point spread players, guys, JR from JRWins.com. And let me tell you, guys, I've got huge information on this big matchup between Chicago and Philadelphia. This coming to you from the only documented handicapper in history with more than 80 games on air, hitting better than 80%. In fact, 81% on more than 80 games of free picks on air. Now, I'm going to give you the winner of this Chicago-Philly game free of charge on my famous 30-second recorded message. Call the toll-free number right now. 1-800-499-3733. That's 1-800-499-3733. The point spread winner of Philadelphia-Chicago free of charge right now on a tape-recorded message that's only 30 seconds long. Call this number, 1-800-499-3733. That's 1-800-499-3733. 1-800-499-FREE. And JRWins.com.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Hey, Phil, you're not just a worker. You're a woodworker. Carving magic out of mahogany for your website. You make chairs out of cherry wood. Elk statues out of oak. You should be bench carving, not bookkeeping.
Snap and sort your expenses to save over $4,600 at tax time.
Someone online has a dining room chair emergency. The world needs you now more than ever.
You earned it. We're here to make sure you get it. QuickBooks, backing you. Average tax savings based on QuickBooks Self-Employed Tax Year 2017. Customers that had business expenses and owed taxes.
Tax and tax additional, all offers on select models with approved credit. 50% off 2018 Cadillac XTS, previous rental, Encore, Terrain, 24-month lease, $19.95 to its signing. Call 1-800-KERBECK for full details.
Frank Kerbeck welcomes 2019 with huge savings on over 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. Take an extra 50% off Kerbeck's famous sale tag discount. 0% financing for 72 months. 2018 Cadillac XTS. Original MSRP $50,009. You pay $25,400. 2018 XT5 SUV. MSRP was $53,800. Now $32,600. These new 2019 Buick Encore. Just $149 per month. New 2019 GMC Terrain. Only $199 per month. 400 Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Up to 50% off. The smart money buys now. Frank Kerbeck welcomes 2019 with huge savings on Cadillacs, Buicks, and GMCs. Now at FC Kerbeck.
Come join us.
Ring in the new year with big savings at JCPenney. This weekend only, get up to 60% off select denim and tops for her, coats for the family, home items, and more. Hurry in and stock up on your favorites. And don't miss your chance to take an additional 50% off select clearance prices already reduced up to 80% off. A sale like this won't last long, so don't wait. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 1-2 through 1-6. Clearance offer valid 1-2 through 1-13. In-store only. Conditions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugel's, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
Sports Talk for Haddon Heights and all of Camden County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Like you said before the game, man, we ain't sneaking in. We kick the motherfucking door down. Yeah. I mean, we in this party. Nobody wanted us in it, but guess what? They got to deal with us now, man. Bro, keep your mind right, man. Keep playing as a family. Keep fighting. Keep having fun, all right? Family, three, one, two, three, hey!
All right. Callahan and Torty back here this week in pro football. Nobody wanted them in. I guess that's true, huh?
So Malcolm said. But, like, here's the thing. You only have your own perspective, and then you look around. We pointed at the rest of Wild Card Weekend. Everybody's red hot. What do you mean you don't want that team in?
Well, but I know you guys were talking earlier about did the Bears do the wrong thing? I mean, did they basically could have picked their poison, and they may have chosen the wrong cuff.
I think so.
They may
I
have
think
chosen the hemlock. Because it's certainly, I'm sure, to a man, the Bears knew they could beat Minnesota.
you know, especially in Chicago. There's no way Minnesota was going in the way they're constituted and beating Chicago tomorrow.
Well, plus, if you didn't play your starters, Minnesota probably puts up that same effort that they did anyway. So even if Minnesota wins the game, you're like, that's how you play when you need the game?
Yeah, I still give the Bears credit. I still like it, you know, and I've said this to you, and remember, you know, segueing into things like the process and things like that. I think every team has a moral obligation when they go out in any sport at any day to win the game.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think the Bears did it, and I give them credit for doing it, and we'll see. They might be ushered out the door tomorrow, but
for the
it
trouble.
Was still nice of them to do it. Listen, my trivia questions here, come on. The only one guy's guessing. He got two of the three right, and he got the two hardest ones right. It is, of the three winningest coaches in NFL history. Of the 10 winningest coaches, three have losing postseason records. All right, and like I said, this guy, he hit it on two of the ones that were the most difficult. One of them is still coaching right now. That's the one who was not named. 610-632-0975. Somebody get this week in Pro Football Hat. We'll throw in a $25 gift card to Philly Soft Pretzel Factory. How about that?
It's
somebody get this question, please. All right, Joey, how about some postseason awards here, pal?
Yes,
for the 2018 season. Maybe we get a little. Should we get a little NFL music from our boy Tyler the Z?
That's appropriate.
I think it's appropriate too. So how about it? Your MVP is
Patrick Mahomes.
I agree with that.
Okay, good.
Your coach of the year is
Matt Nagy.
Well, that's wrong. It's Anthony Lynn. Of the San Diego, L.A. Superchargers, who went 7-1 on the road, had no home field at all, and still went 12-4.
Did a very nice job. He did. Absolutely. Right.
The biggest surprise team of 2018 was?
Chicago, I think. I mean, that was a shocking result for them to be as good as they've been.
I agree. Bears go 12-4, win the NFC North. Nobody saw that coming. The biggest flop as a team in 2018 was?
Those Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes.
You have any honorable mentions?
If I had to pick honorable mentions, I'd look at the Green Bay Packers.
That's correct. And I'd look at the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, absolutely.
You and I agree. Those were the three biggest flops of 2018. The biggest flop as a player was?
This is a dark horse. Marcus Mariota. Expected him to take a really big step forward. I expected Tennessee to be competing for the playoff run. And they were, but Mariota wasn't a reason why.
And you know, my choice is even probably more bizarre, and that would be one Aaron Rodgers.
Sure.
And his stats are fine. He was 13th in the NFL quarterback rating, 25 touchdowns, only two picks. Yeah, he's a flop, right? But he just every game, I think he just he just didn't want to be there, and he just acted like it. But the body language, and he just didn't, to me, just didn't show any leadership at all. And the Packers followed him right down the commode. So there you go. So I don't know, maybe too harsh on my point, but there you have it. What was your most notable 2018 trend, Joey?
Every quarterback is good now. Every quarterback is historically good. The passer ratings are higher than Joe Montana's and Steve Young's. That's the trend. That it's gotten way, way too easy to pass the ball very well in this league.
Fair enough. I actually dissected that a little more. I was telling Tyler before 10 a.m. was it the trend to me is quarterbacks are back running the ball. Josh Allen in Buffalo, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, even Russell Wilson. And I'll tell you, one of the major factors with it is you can't hit him.
True.
You certainly can't hit him when they're throwing. Now you can't hit him when they're running. And so, why not? Why not run the ball? All you got to do is perfect the slide, and no one can touch you. And these guys, Sal mentioned it about Trubisky, you know, that he's going to take off tomorrow sometimes, and you just got to wait for him to fall down.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Exactly. Yeah. Or go to the sidelines.
Yes. All right. Who's your team to watch, Joe, in 2019?
I'm sure this is going to be everybody and their mother. San Fran, my team to watch in 2019. I think they're going to be a lot better than they were this year. Obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo, that derails everything that they were trying to do. I like the 49ers next year.
I think the team to watch is the Colts. I know they made it this year, but I think next year they could be formidable. Luck took 2 years off, so there's still lots of tread on those tires, and that's a good defense they're putting together in Indianapolis.
No doubt.
They're one really, really good running back away. Or maybe another solid possession receiver away from being very tough to beat. And who's your team to head south in 2019?
I could have taken this literally and looked at some of the teams that would be moving into their new stadiums and such. However, I will be taking the Los Angeles Chargers as a team to move south. I mean, I think they were a surprise this year. It feels like those 15-win Carolina Panthers were maybe they're not as good as their record indicates. I don't anticipate they're going to have a great season next year.
All right. I am picking those New England Patriots to finally,
wow.
Joe, I think the bloom's going to come off that rose. I really do. I think if they go out unceremoniously this year, maybe Bill Belichick calls it a deal. Because don't you think he wants to get out before the bottom falls out?
Absolutely. 100%. Like I thought that there was some discussion internally with Bill Belichick that, hey, maybe I want to get out of this thing when the Brady-Garoppolo stuff was going on. Yeah. He's like, what do you mean? We had this succession plan, and now we don't. Maybe I'm out whenever Tom's out.
Yeah, I just think finally, it's going to run out on them. They're an aging team. Gronkowski, Edelman, Brady. I just think finally New England's going to get way back to the pack, and they'll be my most disappointing team. One stat I wanted to give you before we get back to the phones here on the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
The Hall of Fame finalists came out this year. We're going to talk about that next week with Sal. He's a voter. But there are 313 guys in the Hall of Fame. Do you know how many played a substantial role with the Philadelphia Eagles out of those 313? I counted them all.
Substantial
role. Yeah, in other words, most of their career was spent in the employ of the Philadelphia Eagles out of the 313. The number is 13.
Wow.
I mean, can you believe that? This is like one of the charter franchises in the NFL.
Yeah.
13, I was trying to come up with 313. Wow. I counted them off. Boy, oh boy.
That's tough.
That just goes to show you the Eagles' golden years. The golden years of the Eagle franchise really have been since Andy Reid became coach.
How about that?
Yeah, I wonder how many will be added to that. You know what I mean? How many are going to get in and everything else since that era? Let's go to Tracy in Baltimore next on the phone. So what's going on, Tracy?
How you doing?
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, Tracy, you're on, pal.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say that Super Bowl MVPs in the last 10 games that they've played a quarterback making their playoff debut, they're 9-1. And also, Nick Foles hasn't started and lost a game since December 6th of 2015.
Well, there you go. So he's saying Nick Foles hasn't started and lost the game. So he hasn't lost the game. Which one was that?
The Tampa Bay game this year.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Besides that game, okay. That was earlier in this season.
Okay.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, thanks, Trace.
Well, appreciate
the phone call.
Well, his point about the Super Bowl MVPs don't lose their first playoff game the following year, right?
That is the point.
Well, talk about analytics. No one's analytics went further than Sal. How about this now? Now we're measuring how many seconds the offensive lineman holds his block.
If it's 2.35, it's a loss. It's not good. 2.5, it's a win. What an interesting league this has turned into.
Listen, I am so desperate for somebody to answer this question. 610-632-0975. Please, just name me the current coach. The other two. Which, who got him? You or Tyler? Tyler got him, right?
I got him. Yeah.
Yeah, you got him. The two that were toughest were Chuck Knox was the toughest one. And the other one, of course, is Marty Schottenheim, which I think most people would know, right?
Yep.
Marty was 5-13 postseason. The third guy who is in the top 10 among wins at head coaches, but has a losing postseason record, is still coaching today. Somebody name him for me, and you'll get this fabulous This Week in Pro Football gift package, 610-632-0975.
You can tweet it to us as well, and if you get the right answer, we'll see what we can do about honoring you with that headwear.
And where are they tweeting to?
At TWIPF Pat and at Joe Torty.
All right, so when we get back here, JT, it's your segment. It's Joe Torty time when we get back.
Otherwise known as This Week in Pro Football's dreaded pick segment right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. The Birds are back in the postseason party. The only pregame show and watch party worth your time this Sunday is at Sugar House Casino.
Excuse me, what'd you say?
97.5 The Fanatic invites you to hang with former Eagles wide receiver Jason Avant, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney for the Fanatic pregame show live at Sugar House Casino this Sunday starting at 1 p.m. At 4:40 p.m., grab a hold of your seat. You'll only need the edge of it for the Fanatic Watch Party with Andrew Salchunas on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Oh, yeah, and let's throw in a $500 giveaway while we're at it.
Believe it.
Who else in Philly could give you a party like this on Wild Card Weekend? Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention, attention, neighbors. I have something big to announce.
Hey, hon.
Hmm?
Is that
Tim on the roof with a megaphone.
M&T Bank's Easy Choice Checking is now free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement.
Bill, did you hear that?
Oh.
And while I'm up here, Bill, I'd appreciate it if you stopped raking your leaves into my lawn.
Bill!
Thank you.
Big news. Easy Choice Checking from M&T Bank is now even better than before. It's free from a monthly maintenance fee and free from a minimum balance requirement, leaving you, well, free from worry.
Now, does anyone have a ladder?
So if you're looking for an easy-to-manage account that can help you save on fees, look no further than Easy Choice Checking from M&T. Stop by any M&T Bank branch today or visit mtb.com/easychoice. M&T Bank, understanding what's important. Other transaction and service fees, including insufficient funds and overdraft fees, may apply to this account. Member FDIC.
Want to save money on your energy bill? Try switching to UGI Energy Services. We're your local partner for energy planning and budgeting with sound purchasing advice and pricing directly from us, not through a broker or third party. We believe in building honest relationships with our customers, and it starts with competitive energy rates. To take control of your energy bill, partner with a natural gas and electric provider you can trust. Visit UGIEnergyServices.com.
Pat Callahan from This Week in Pro Football. Philadelphia sports teams know all about being powerful. But when the power of a violent storm disrupts electric service to your home or business, it's time to look to the power of a Honda generator. And our friends at Norris Sales Company can deliver the best prices and the best service on reliable Honda generators. These portable gas-powered generators all have Honda's legendary four-stroke commercial-grade engines. Honda engines have long been recognized as the industry leader in providing reliable, quiet, and fuel-efficient power and come with a 3-year limited warranty. Norris Sales Company offers the full line of rugged Honda generators from 1,000 watts all the way to 10,000 watts, available for sale and select models for rent. For construction companies, Norris Sales Company offers the full line of Honda dewatering and construction pumps, also available for sale or rent. Visit Norris Sales Company at Conshohocken, PA, or Sicklerville, New Jersey. Also visit online at norrissales.com or call 800-457-RENT.
Shopping for a new Ford will be a 5-star car shopping experience if you put a John Kennedy Ford dealership on your list to visit. There are 5 John Kennedy Ford locations, so you're probably close to one right now. Woo-hoo! Start your search at kennedyauto.com. View thousands of new Fords, from the all-new EcoSport SUV to work-ready F-Series trucks. Get a bottom-line price sent directly to your inbox. Start now at kennedyauto.com. John Kennedy Ford. Enjoy your ride.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello?
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah. Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990. And that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach, tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach!
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And, of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello?
It's Barbera's first sale of the year.
Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Wow, we got a monster weekend ahead. It's the NFL playoffs. And guess what? On Monday, the national championship game. You got to get on the action with the all-new DraftKings Sportsbook app. This week, you can bet on the big national championship game. Alabama-Clemson coming up Monday. NFL playoffs kickoff featuring some matchups that we got some big interest in. DraftKings has a wide variety of bets, over-unders, point spreads, player props, and much more. And as a special bonus start the new year, new users will get their first bet matched not up to $200, but up to $500. That's right, for a limited time. DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500 when you use code FANATIC at sign up on DraftKings.com or the DraftKings Sportsbook app. That's code FANATIC when you sign up at DraftKings.com or on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and DraftKings will instantly match your first bet up to $500. No gimmicks, no playthrough requirements. Happy New Year from DraftKings. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
Entertaining, informative, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Down by 14, here's a toss to Williams. Nice cut. He's got the touchdown. A toss to Mike Williams. He's got a touchdown catch, and now he gets one for 19 on a carry.
All right, Callahan and Torty. That's Mike Williams of the Chargers, right?
It is, Torrey? Yes.
And I guess that was a Thursday night game against the Chiefs, right?
No. That was against the Ravens.
No, it wasn't. They were down by 14. It was the Chiefs game because Joe Buck was doing it.
Hmm. I have to double
Tyler,
check.
Rule on
Tyler.
This.
Tyler.
My cut says Ravens. But
that's not right.
I'll go back and check.
Might be incorrect. Yeah. I trust Pat Callahan, the scribe of football knowledge, rather than whatever the stupid computer says.
Yeah, because how could Joe Buck have been doing the, well, when was that game? Ravens Chargers was a Saturday game, right?
Mm.
On CBS. I don't know how Joe Buck could have been doing it. Anyway, listen, real quick before we get back to the phones here. Where Are They Now? Presented by Evolution Energy Partners. Jim McMahon, you know, the Eagles playing the Bears.
Yes.
McMahon played for both teams. He was a two-time Super Bowl champ. I don't know if a lot of people realize that. He won a Super Bowl with the Packers. He was a backup to Brett Favre. He played for seven teams in his 15-year NFL career. 19,000 passing yards, 105 touchdowns, and 95 picks. Not too good a ratio there, Joey.
No, and to play that long and to have those passing yardage numbers, you're like, yeesh, what were you doing the whole time?
Played in Philly from 1990 to 1992. I understand now he is exhibiting pre-dementia. He's battling. He is battling dementia. You know, so
it's terrible.
It works out well for Jim McMahon. One of the really the only flashy. Well, I shouldn't say that. He was the flashiest of those 85 Bears, and out of Brigham Young of all places.
Huh.
But Jim McMahon played with the Eagles for 3 years and actually played in the playoffs. Took them to the playoffs one year.
Well, there you go. Oh, by the way, Pat.
By the way, you are correct. It is the Chiefs. Whoever put it into the system clearly doesn't know how to spell Chiefs because they spelled it Ravens.
Well, that's a common mistake. All right, listen, we basically
mistake.
Gave away almost the entire trivia question. Someone's going to get it, right, Bags?
We'll try. Dan, Omaha, what do you got, man?
Hey, what's up? Bill Burt. Love the show.
Thanks, Danny.
I did not know almost, other than that McMahon played for the 85 Bears, I knew nothing about the rest of that, that he was with the Packers, he was the Eagles. That was really interesting.
Yeah, it's cool stuff.
I'll get to your question. You know, I think I have it. However, there's an angle that I did not consider until it's on hold. When you say winningest, you mean number of games they won, not their win percentage.
Correct. Number of games,
okay.
Yes.
All right, so I think I have it then.
Go ahead.
Marty Schottenheimer, Chuck Knox, and Andy Reid.
All right.
There you go.
Correct. He got it. I gave it away. So I apologize, Mike and Wayne, if you guys did this, worked hard on this, but Dan got it. It's Andy Reid, 11-13. Why didn't everybody know that, Joey?
Well, because they went to so many NFC championship games, you know? People think that, hey, you must have a pretty good postseason record.
Yep.
But now you've got extra postage to send the hat to Omaha. So
that's correct.
You've
got to go without the Omaha. But it just goes to show you how worldwide this program really is, Bags.
It's a transcendent reach. It really is. Let's go to Chris in Allentown next on The Fanatic. Hey, Chris.
Wow. See, I was going to actually jump in and say maybe Pete Carroll was that third coach. But
No, Chris. No.
Hey, he's been he's been a tenure up at Seattle for a very long time. I was really surprised that when he left USC, that he's still there this long. It's unbelievable. But anyways, to talk about today, like I wish the Eagles were playing today so I could actually root for the Cowboys. If the Eagles win, I want to see the Cowboys, actually. I would love to see the Eagles-Cowboys rematch, man, in the NFC Championship. That'd be freaking amazing.
Why? Wouldn't it be sweeter to see him lose? And then
yes. But I don't. But then we still would have to travel to L.A. or to Seattle for the NFC Championship game.
All right.
I wouldn't mind traveling to L.A. though either, guys. So
well, I'd hope they travel to L.A. and get squashed. Rams get no respect at all. No respect at all. The Rams are getting. I'm telling you, it's an outrage,
Rodney
Joe.
Dangerfield.
You're the cause of it.
It is me, yeah. Mike and Cherry Hill, who I haven't heard from since the Eagles hit the 9-7 prediction that I had. I haven't heard from Mike, but yeah, he would say it's my fault. I blame you, Torty.
So how about it? How about it, Tyler? We might as well cue this up because Torty is, of course, ready, chomping at the bit, and he's going to go 4 You're going all in, are you not?
Yeah, George Patton said that we're not defending anything, we're pursuing, and he had a lot more expletives. That's how I live my life, all right? I don't care about the lead that I have. We're going for it.
And look at the backup song that we play, That's Life, and here's Joe Torre stepping right in. The chairman of this of the dreaded pick segment, Joey T. Let's go.
All right, here we go. So similar to the way that my picks laid out in our top four with Sal Palantoni, I'm taking Houston -1.5. Like I said, this is going to be, I disagree. I think this is actually going to be the game of the weekend. I think this is going to be a fantastic game. Somebody's got to win. I'm taking Houston -1.5 points. Dallas, I'm taking at home -2. I just think that's a team that's playoff formula works. I don't know how well Seattle's going to do on the road. I like Dallas there. I made my thoughts known about Baltimore. This is going to be an easy cover. Baltimore -3. And I can't see either team separating by 6. So even though I think Chicago is going to win the game, I'm going to take Philadelphia and the 6 points. That's going to be my pick.
Right. Well, this is it. I am 4.5 games behind you, right? 4 and 5, right? So I'm 4.5 games back. Well, this will tell the tale.
This will be it.
Because I'm only picking 3. I'm not picking the Dallas-Seattle game. I have no idea how that game's going to go. But I like the Colts +1.5 against Houston. As I was talking with Tyler about, Houston dead last in the NFL. Deshaun Watson's been sacked 63 times this year. Andrew Luck, first in the NFL, 18. So I just think that's way, way, way too big a difference.
Sure.
I think the Colts are going to win this game. I like the Chargers +3. 7-1 road team. Second time they've seen Lamar Jackson. I think the Chargers are the better team, 12-4. And I don't think they care about road or home. I think the Chargers are going to win this game. I like Philly +6.2 against Chicago. It's just a big number. I'm almost concerned the number's that big. Does Vegas know something about Nick Foles' ribs that we don't? But I think the Eagles have a good chance to win the game. They certainly have a great chance to cover.
If it was +4, I'd take the Bears, for the record. Like, it's the kind of way that it works. But, you know, that's what we're looking at.
So, all right. So, anyway, we're two different games. So, this time next week, either I'm going to be right on your tail, or it's going to be over.
Right, yeah. Well, so there you go. So Jimmy and Mount Holly said, would you consider picking 4? To answer Jimmy's question to start the show, I would not consider picking 3. I'll be picking four the whole way.
Easy, big fella. Easy does it. God almighty. I'd like to know what Jimmy thinks of our picks. Maybe he could text you or something and say what side he was on those picks. But speaking of that, Joe, I wanted to hit you with this, and you tell me. This is according to CBS Sports, the Super Bowl 53 odds.
Okay.
All right? Of the 12 teams that are in, okay? How about I'll name the team, you try and tell me what the odds are. All of them are well, they're not all 2-1, but just give me your best shot. What do you think the odds are? What do you think the odds are of the Eagles winning the Super Bowl per Vegas?
Probably 15-1.
How about 30-1?
Wow.
30-1. That's a little surprise. But see, that sixth seed, that is a daunting road.
It is.
To get
tough.
There. It's coming out of the sixth seed. The Bears are?
Probably 9-1.
Oh, you nailed it. You nailed it exactly. Okay. What a guy Joe Torre is. Unbelievable. Who do you think is first? Who do you think's got the best odds?
The Saints probably have the best odds, I would think.
Chef's best odds, 4-1.
Wow.
4-1.
Are the Saints close?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks like their math is wrong here. I think it meant to say 9-2. The Saints are 9-2. The Chiefs are 4-1.
Okay, got it.
New England's 6-1.
So they don't believe you. Vegas doesn't believe that you're the Patriots are going to fall apart.
Well, I'm not saying they're necessarily going to fall apart this year in the playoffs. I'm saying in 2019, I think they will.
I see. Got it.
But I think this is a year, Joe, for sure, that I think that this is the best chance for somebody to walk in there, especially if it's the Ravens. If it works out that the Ravens win and they go to New England.
That's not a matchup the New England wants.
Oh, my God, no. I don't think so. I don't think so, the way the Ravens run the ball. So anyway, Joe, plunk some money down the way you're going. You should no doubt take the mortgage check and do what you got to do.
No doubt do it, huh? Yeah, we'll see what my wife thinks, so there's no doubt about that. This is where it all goes down in flames, Pat. You've been waiting for this week. We have to go head-to-head. This is it. You've been waiting for me to go down in flames.
Right.
This is it.
And hopefully you are. Hopefully you are going to just be burned unrecognizably to the point where we need your teeth to figure out who the hell. Is that Joe Torre? I don't know. But there you go. So, all right, Joe. So that's it. We'll come back next week. Hopefully, We still have a home team, and we still have the local boys are still going to be in it.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be breaking all of that down. We'll be enjoying Wild Card Weekend in the meantime, and we'll preview the games next week. Thank you very much to Tyler Zuli. Did a tremendous job producing. Thank you to Sal Palantonio for joining us. And, Pat, I'm looking forward to talking to you next week, buddy.
All right, Joey.
This has been This Week in Pro Football on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.